Kayla McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Stephanie Wine from Le Raisin, who will be chatting with us about her unique agricultural practice, growing organic Asian vegetables, and the upcoming open house that will be taking place over Labor Day weekend, where people can discover what the practice is all about. So thank you so much, Stephanie, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this niche agricultural practice?
Yes, it's been my life journey to discover my deep passion for agriculture. I grew up in Montreal in the city as a city girl, but I always was attracted to the countryside, and my parents often took us on vacations in different parts of the country and the world, and we were going to nature parks, and I always felt connected to the environment and to the mission to conserve it. In my studies, I actually studied in sociology, and that brought me to understand really the issues that are interconnected in terms of politics, economics, and geology. And then I discovered that I wanted to have an impact in the world, and I found that agriculture was a meaningful way for me to do it in terms of feeding people, in terms of taking care of the soil. And of course, growing Asian vegetables came to me as a logical project for me to reconnect with my culture while at the same time discover even new vegetables that I was not used to eat when I was young. So it really brings me to get to know more actually about my culture, to be more close with my family, with my community, but also to bring all of this knowledge and these kind of new foods to the local community and the people who are eager to discover new tastes, new colors, new vegetables in their plates, but also new vegetables in their garden. So it's fun because all the people that come to see us at the market are people who want to try something new. They have a lot of curiosity and open-mindedness, and I find it very stimulating to work in that context.
You're located in Frillesburg. You're from Montreal. How did you find yourself in this area, and how did Le Raisin get started?
When I started to be interested into agriculture, I started doing different kinds of work and internships in different farms. And one of the farms was Les Jardins de la Grenette in Saint-Armand, from Jean Montelaine and Jean-Martin Fortier, who wrote Le Jardin Maraîcher. So it was a very model farm. It's a small-scale farm where I could see that lifestyle is very important, that you can, you know, have a beautiful garden and have a small-scale production, but live from it at the same time. So it was very inspiring. And then from there, they are in Saint-Armand, so I discovered the area here of Promissisquoi and really fell in love with the place and really felt connected with the people here. And when I moved to Frillesburg, there was a farm, there was a guy, a trainer in permaculture, Bernard Alonso, who really believed in growing Asian vegetables here in Quebec because of their potential to extend the season, because a lot of the greens, they can tolerate cold weather, so they're very good to grow early in the spring, but also late in the fall. So they have a big potential in terms of food sovereignty. And he was seeking for someone to grow Asian vegetables. And I had the project in mind, but never thought that I would start it by myself. I was looking for partners, but it kind of, there was no one around at that time. So I just finally, when I met him, I decided to start by myself and slowly. So I started in 2016.
What does this farming practice involve exactly? I'm not sure, like, if there's a different way of having to cultivate, to harvest. What makes this growing and harvesting organic Asian vegetables unique?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, in the past decade, a lot of pioneers have developed techniques in terms of organic agriculture, because this is what I believe in. We are certified organic since almost the beginning. So the techniques are pretty similar to growing any kind of vegetables in Quebec. The difference is mostly in terms of some harvesting techniques or stage of harvesting, and just to know how to harvest it, how to preserve it, and how to cook it, because you need to know it so that you can tell the customers how they will be able to eat it and enjoy it. So a lot of our work also involves bringing people to cook these vegetables, so giving a lot of ideas for recipes and how they can cook it, but in an easy way, so with accessible ingredients. Yeah, most of the time, you can include all of those vegetables in the recipes that you already do just to replace. For instance, the okra can be cooked like a green bean, and like amaranth leaves can be cooked like a Swiss chard. It's just to make those associations, I think, help people to include these vegetables in their diet.
Yeah, so le raisin almost has an educational aspect to it as well, to introduce people as to how they can include these vegetables in their everyday cooking.
Yes, exactly. I really enjoy this educational part, and we're pushing it. Actually, I wrote a book with my two sisters on growing and cooking Asian vegetables, as well as telling our family story through this. And the book will be released end of September, early October. We'll be announcing in the upcoming weeks a launching book event at our farm in October. Also, I'm working on a new website that is going to showcase also the different vegetables and products that we make, and also recipes and way to enjoy them. Developing, I love this aspect.
You were mentioning before how the harvesting is different. Can you speak a little bit more about that and how these vegetables are harvested exactly? I'm sure there are so many farmers in the townships that are interested in hearing a little bit about that.
Yes, and the one that comes in my mind right now is the Choisam and the Gailan. These are in the cabbage family. They're like small Chinese broccoli, and we harvest the flowering stem. So most of the time when you grow a cabbage or a bok choy, you never enjoy the flowering stem. When the flower comes up, it usually means that the vegetable is too old, it's going to flower, so you don't want this stage of the vegetable. But in the case of the Choisam and the Gailan, we harvest especially the flowering stem. So this involves just to know where to cut, so you will have new shoots coming up. It's a harvest of 2 to 3 times a week and constantly for a few weeks. So this is very different from most of the other cabbages that we'll grow.
Okay. From your perspective, how has le raisin contributed to the agricultural sector here of the Eastern Townships?
It's just for the past 6 years to experiment, to grow these vegetables, to show that these vegetables can grow here organically and mostly in open field. It's just this year that we had a greenhouse, but for the past 6 years, I've just grown in open field from May to November at very kind of low cost, low equipment and techniques, and feeding so many families. If you would come to the Sutton Market and meet the people that come to our stand every week, these vegetables are part of their plates, and they enjoy them, they talk to each other about it, and it's really, yeah, satisfying to see how cultures can change, how habits can change, and in a positive way. I think people really are excited to always try new vegetables.
Yeah, you offer like diversity within agriculture. You're unique, you have your own niche, you're adding something different to the agricultural sector of our region.
Yeah, I think so, and in addition to the vegetables, so actually right now we have like 7 pesto and sauces that we make based from our vegetables. So we really value to not waste any of our vegetables. And so we, as soon as we have any surplus, or so we will make a recipe for it and sell the transformed products. Our kiosk is very full of diversity. Actually, the hope with all this work is that other farmers also start to grow more Asian vegetables, because there's a lot of demand for it in different regions. It could be grown even in northern finance.
And you have an upcoming open house taking place, yes, over Labor Day weekend. Can you speak a little bit about that and what will be taking place exactly?
Yes, early September is the perfect time of the year to come visit the farm, because it's in full bloom and we have all the vegetables right now. So we have the summer vegetables like okra, hot peppers, eggplants, cucumbers, lemongrass. We have also this year edamame, mung bean, azuki bean, and also the leafy vegetables that can tolerate the heat, like amaranth leaves and malabar spinach. And then we have also some cool weather vegetables like gailan, bok choy, mild mustard, spicy mustard, tatsa, Chinese cabbage. So really, the garden is full. The plan is to visit the garden, show and make people taste some of these vegetables. And also after, we will have a tasting session so people can be able to taste all of our products, kimchi, sauces. It's going to be really fun. We have two scheduled, like one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And all the information is on my Facebook page. We invite people to reserve in advance their place and prepay so we can know how many people are expected.
Okay, that's great. And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Stephanie, either about Le Raisin or about the upcoming open house that you think would be important for people to know about.
Well, yeah, I can mention also that we are at the Sutton Market until, so every Saturday morning from 8 to 1 until the end of October. And this is the place where really people can find all of our products. Other than that, we have different points where we sell either kimchi or vegetables, and it's all written on our Facebook page. I can mention too that the event is located at the farm Le Coquin. So we are renting there on a long-term basis. And Le Coquin is a it's a non-profit organization that has a mission to host different farm businesses so that we can collaborate and share infrastructure, share equipment. And Le Coquin has a big agro-touristic segment of activities. And we are starting this Saturday farm-to-table events. And I believe there are still some spaces. So almost every Saturday until mid-October, people can come at the farm. And there are going to be different chefs cooking our vegetables.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, for chatting with us. I really appreciate your time. I think my last question for you, more of a personal question, is why is Le Raisin so special to you? And why was it so special to you to really get this started?
As everyone, I was looking for a project that I could have my own colors and my personality into it. And Le Raisin is really brings all of my strength together, and also I really love working with people that have different skills and strengths to complement. So since last year, I work with a culinary stylist to develop new recipes, and so I really like to work in collaboration. Also, the farming work really brings me to find a way to find my balance, because it's a very demanding work physically, but also running a business, being entrepreneur brings me this flexibility to find my own schedule and try to find some more time for me. What I learned is that we should keep doing what we love, just only find a balance in it. I think it's a very complete work, and I really find it nourishing for myself and for the community.
Well, thank you so much again, Stephanie, for speaking with us. I really, really appreciate you being open and informing us about your very unique practice.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.